Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Riverboat Foundation President David Mitchell about a potential casino that may be approved by the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission in Cedar Rapids and how it could affect the Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and Washington County.
How could a potential new casino in Cedar Rapids affect Washington County?
Well, a casino in Cedar Rapids would dramatically hurt Washington County, primarily because Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is the largest employer in Washington County, and estimates are up to, say, 250 jobs could be lost at Riverside. Since the casino was started in Riverside, that it's been a great thing for the county and for the area. And a new casino in Cedar Rapids would result in a loss to jobs and certainly would hurt the investors that put their stake into Riverside Casino.
If a new casino were to open up in Cedar Rapids, how could that affect the Riverboat Foundation?
Well, the Riverboat Foundation is the license holder for the casino, and there's an agreement of the proceeds that would be diverted to the Riverboat Foundation. So if a casino is built in Cedar Rapids and the proceeds are lowered, and the revenues are lowered at Riverside Casino, then the proceeds that are diverted to the not-for-profit organization would be lowered by the same percentage of sales loss. You know, the Riverboat Foundation has done many, many great things since the inception of the casino, and that would dramatically affect our ability to continue to do as many great things as we have.
Continuing on that thread, how would that impact, you know, as far as support for local organizations, the arts, different nonprofits and groups that the Riverboat Foundation has given to over, I believe, the past decade, not just in Washington County, but also in other surrounding counties?
Since inception, Washington County Riverboat Foundation has given out over $40 million in grants to thousands of entities. I believe it's been thousands, but if at least hundreds. And the impact, we've funded schools, we've funded cities and their projects, we've funded social service organizations, fire departments, cultural and arts enrichment programs, trails, renovations of and rehab projects. The Riverboat Foundation has really had a broad impact on not only Washington County, but the surrounding counties as well, including Johnson and Linn counties. What the Riverside Casino allows the Washington County Riverboat Foundation to do is to be an entity that, in a small county such as Washington, that some larger counties or some larger industries such as Linn or Johnson, Washington County Riverboat Foundation has really been able to fund some projects that just would not have been possible, that may still be possible in those large counties.
What steps is the Riverboat Foundation taking right now, putting your foot forward against that?
Well, we're certainly making our past grant recipients aware that Cedar Rapids has an effort to build a casino. And we want those past grant recipients to make their voices heard to the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission as to the great things that the Washington County Riverboat Foundation has been able to provide in our county and our region. And we just encourage them to reach out, write letters, and let the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission understand how dramatic of an impact Washington County Riverboat Foundation has made and how big of a negative it would be if there's a casino in Cedar Rapids.
And how soon are you suggesting that the grant recipients, how much time do you think they have to write to the IRGC?
Well, there's a IRGC board meeting, I believe, on September 25th. And they're going to meet in Cedar Rapids that day to inspect the possible sites for building the casino. So we would encourage them to get these letters out before that time so the commissioners have an opportunity to read them before their meeting.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Riverboat Foundation President David Mitchell. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.